Practicing piano for a couple of hours is part of Susan Zhang's daily routine. Nick Luby also rehearses daily, especially today as the two pianists have a performance. After getting their baby grand ready, Zhang and Luby hop into the concert truck for a road trip to their performance site, downtown Baltimore, in front of a farmer's market. It takes a few minutes to transform the truck into a stage, just in time for the midday lunch crowd.
There's something about live music that is essentially human and connecting. And when you listen to live music, there's an energy that you just can't get from a recording. And it brings people together.
For Susan Yang, performing on a truck is a different experience.
Usually when we perform in the concert hall, everything is very controlled. Everybody is very quiet.
Traffic and street noise don't distract her when she's performing.
Once I start performing, I don't really notice a lot of the things that are happening around me.
And the artists don't take it personally when people pass by and don't stay to listen.
When people walk by and, you know, listen for a second and keep going, you definitely notice. But the fact that someone will stop even for, you know, a second or a minute is a real nice thing.
I was walking to the market and buying herbs actually right in back of me, and all of a sudden I heard Prokofiev's Cinderella being performed on piano. It was extraordinary.
Farmers market manager Jill Ciotta is thrilled to have the concert truck playing in front of the market.
We're always open to just bringing in things that will make it better, bigger, and really just draw people outside to get moving.
The dream is to create a platform that allows many musicians to share their craft and their art.
That dream is what keeps Luby and Zhang energized and on the road, bringing the concert truck and classical music to audiences in the cities they visit all around the country. For writer Faiza El-Masri, I'm Faith Lapidus, VOA News.